彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter
3。第十二节。
Verse 12。
我们只读前半句，切切仰望神的日子来到。
Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God。
我再读一遍，切切仰望神的日子来到。
One more time. Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
彼得前书第四章
First Peter chapter 4
第七节
Verse 7
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
我们低头再有一点简单的祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你实在是我们的亲爱主，也是我们的宝贝主。
Lord, you are really our precious and loving Lord.
当我们一同唱这首诗歌的时候
，When we sing this song,
我们真觉得是你自己夺去了我们的心。
We really feel that you are the one who has gained our heart.
我们这些人不是在这里等死，我们乃是等候你的回来。
We are not waiting here for our death, but waiting for your return.
主啊，但愿我们真是做一个切切仰望你回来日子的人。
May we be those who hasten your return.
主啊，我们为着这个缘故，我们把整个的聚会恭敬地交在你的手中。
For this reason, we give this whole meeting back to you.
我们相信是在你的旨意里面，你亲自召聚我们在这里。
We believe it is your will that you have called us here tonight.
我们再次把这个聚会恭敬地仰望在你的手中。
We commit this meeting back to you.
你是 Alpha, 你也是 Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega.
但愿今天一开始你就把话赏给我们。
That from the beginning, you will give us your word.
一开始就把你的同在赏给我们。
That from the beginning, your presence will be with us.
我们恭敬等候在你的面前。
We are waiting here before you.
虽然我们因着旅途的疲累，我们坐在这里，但是我们感谢你，但愿死而复活的能力能吞灭我们一切的死亡。
Even though we might be tired from our travels, and yet, Lord, we know that we will be sustained by the power of the death and resurrection.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord,
但愿圣灵在哪里，哪里就要得着自由。
May where the Spirit is, the freedom will be.
让我们能够经历在圣灵里面完全自由释放的聚会。
May we have freedom in the Spirit during this meeting tonight.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们都知道这次大会的主题是等候并催促神的日子来到。
We know that the theme of this conference is waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of our Lord.
为着配合这个主题
so that we can accompany this theme.
在每一个晚上，我们在信息的交通上，我们特别要注意一件事。
Every evening, we are going to consider one main theme.
那就是万物的结局与神旨意的奥秘。
That is the end of all things and the mystery of God's will.
我们都知道彼得后书是彼得最后的一封书信。
We know that the book of 2 Peter, the epistle of 2 Peter is Peter's last epistle.
他不只提到变化山上的故事。
Not only does he mention the story of the Mount of Transfiguration.
他也提醒我们，我们手中有先知更确的预言。
And he reminds us that we have, the prophecies of the prophets.
他特别告诉我们说要在这预言上留意。
He says that we have to be pay attention more to these prophecies.
原因就是因为我们在等候一个日子。
Because we are waiting for one day.
我们是切切仰望神的日子来到。
We are waiting for the day of God.
我们是为着一个日子而生，也是为着那个日子而活。
For one day we are born, and for that day we are also living.
当我们读圣经中预言的时候
When we read the prophecies in the Bible,
我们会发现圣经中的预言的确非常能吸引我们
We see that it attracts us very much.
所以我们很多人就做了预言的学生
So many of us have become students of prophecy.
在圣经中的预言大概分作三类
Prophecies in the scripture can be divided in three parts.
有关于世界的预言或者外邦人的预言
Considering Concerning prophecies concerning the world,
有关于以色列的预言
prophecies concerning Israel,
也有关于教会的预言
prophecies concerning the church.
大概全本圣经有1800多个预言
approximately 1800 prophecies in the Bible.
如果你把重复的去掉
if you are to take away those that repeat that are double,
大概圣经里面特别注重737个主要的事件 major events.
There are about 737 major events.
我们知道说神的话都应验
We know that God's word is It's fulfilled.
在这737个预言里面
And these 737 prophecies
到今天大概只剩下20个预言还没有应验
Only about 20 prophecies have not been fulfilled yet
或者说正在预言当中
Or are being fulfilled at this point
所以我们感谢主
So we praise the Lord
在圣经里面有四分之一是预言
In the Bible, one-fourth of it is prophecy
有的说到以色列人
Some speak of the people of Israel.
有的说到外邦人的故事。
Some speak of the Gentiles.
有的说到教会。
Some speak of the church.
所以在我们等主回来以前
So when we are waiting for the Lord's return,
我们就能够知道
We will be able to know
在主回来以前有一些什么事要发生。
Before his return, what will happen?
因为主怎样第一次来他也要怎样第二次来。
Because how he came the first time, he will come the second time.
第一次来，许多预言都应验了。
The first time when he came, many prophecies were fulfilled.
所以主耶稣第二次来的预言也要应验。
So the second time he comes, prophecies will also be fulfilled.
我们知道，如果你画一个圆的话
，We know that if you draw a circle,
有一个中心
，There's a center point.
如果你画一个椭圆的话
，If you draw an ellipse,
那是两个中心
，There are two center points,
two focus, 两个焦点
，two focus points.
那么你如果你把这个针两个针放在那个焦点上
If you put two needles or two points on those focus points
然后你把一根线连着这两根 连着两根针
And if you're to connect them
然后你用那个铅笔顶着那根线
If you're to connect them with a piece of string and use a pencil and push against this
你画 string 画出来的就是椭圆
And what you draw and the result of that drawing is an ellipse.
整本的圣经如果你真的画出来的话好像一个椭圆一样。
So the whole scripture is like an ellipse.
它有两个焦点。
There are two focus points.
一个焦点是主耶稣第一次来。
The first focus point is the first return of our Lord.
一个焦点是主耶稣第二次来。
The second focus point is this, our Lord's return.
无论是以色列人的故事
whether it be the Israel's history,
或者是世界的故事
or the story of the world,
你看见都是围绕这两个焦点。
It is surrounded, they surround these two focus points.
以色列第一次被掳
when the Israel's, when they were, the people of Israel were taken to captivity,
是围绕着主耶稣第一次来。
It was surrounding the first coming of our Lord.
以色列人第二次被掳
the second time they were taken captive,
是围绕着主耶稣第二次来。
Surrounding the second return.
以色列第一次的归回是围绕着主耶稣第一次来。
The people of Israel's first return was surrounding his first, the first focus point.
以色列第二次归回乃是围绕着第二个主耶稣第二次回来。
And the second return of the Israelites was focused on the second point.
所以当我们看圣经所有的预言的时候
So when we see all the prophecies in the Bible
我们看见的确万物的结局近了
We see that the end of all things is at hand
你如果读世界的预言
If you are to read the prophecy in the world
about
the world
你就问说现在世界要怎样的发展
You're going to see how the world is going to progress
我们就知道将来有些什么事要发生
You know what things are going to happen
因为万物的结局近了
Because the end of all things is at hand.
我们如果读关于以色列的预言
If we read the prophecies in regard to Israel,
我们就问说神到底有没有把以色列人放在一边
We have to ask, did God really leave the Israelites alone?
是不是神今天用教会取代了以色列
Has God taken the church over the people of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹这些都是很重要的问题。
These are very important questions.
圣经也有一些关于教会的预言。
There are also prophecies concerning the church.
那么我们读过教会的预言以后
If we study the prophecies according to the
church, 我们也要知道到底将来教会是往哪里去。
We will see what direction the church is going to.
到底今天我们应该怎样走教会的道路？
How do we walk the way of the church?
这些都很能吸引我们的心。
These are very attractive to us.
我想特别我们读圣经中预言的时候，
Especially when we read about prophecies.
我们觉得因为他们的应验是那样的奇妙。
We see that fulfillment are so exciting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就觉得圣经的预言特别能够帮助我们，也能够把的的确确能帮助我们。
We feel that the prophecies in the Bible can really help us grow.
我当然我们知道读圣经的预言也给神的儿女带来许多的难处。
But we also know, on the other hand, that studying prophecies has brought many difficulties amongst the children.
因为我们以为说读神的预言是希望有一天我们能做先知。
Because we believe that if we study prophecy, we one day can become prophets.
结果很多人来不及做先知，结果做了假先知。
And many people became false prophets.
有人告诉我们说，1988年主就回来了。
Some have told us that 1988 our Lord will return.
所以你记得有一个人写了一本书，有88个理由证明1988年主要回来。
And one person actually wrote 88 reasons that the Lord will return in 1988.
结果主1988年没有回来。
And the Lord did not return in 1988.
那这些读圣经的人，他们很会读，他们是花了很多功夫读圣经。
These people who study the word really spent a lot of time.
他们告诉我们说，因为以色列在1948年复国。
They told us because the nation of Israel restored in 1948.
那么在这个世代没有过去以前，这些事都要发生。
So that before this era is over, all these things are going to happen.
所以他们说一个世代是40年。
They said that one period of time is 40 years.
Generation.
One generation is 40 years.
所以那么这个1948加上40年刚好1988年。
They say that 1948 plus 40 years is 1988.
结果1988年的主没有回来。
And the Lord did not return in 1988.
那么读圣经，有的人读圣经告诉我们。
And those who study the Bible tell us.
其实不应该从1948年算起的。
They say you should not start from 1948.
应该从1967年开始算。
You should start from 1967.
因为1967年呢，我们知道耶路撒冷回到了以色列的怀抱。
Because in 1967, Jerusalem came back to Israel.
所以有人就把日子又往前推了。
So that people push the days forward.
我猜想又有人讲多少个理由证明在哪一年主耶稣要回来。
And I believe that many are saying how many reasons that the Lord is going to come back at that time.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样来读预言的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we study the prophecies in this way,
我们就失去了圣灵所给我们的那个目标。
We lose that goal that the Holy Spirit has given us.
我最近有一个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep feeling lately.
我里面有一个很深的感觉是这样。
And my deep feeling is this.
如果神的话是这样准确的话，
If God's word is so accurate,
我们有一个问题要问。
There's one question we have to ask.
就是到底教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a future?
世界是没有前途。
We know the world has no future.
这个世界是越来越黑暗的。
The world is getting darker and darker.
这个是我们肯定的，可以确定的。
And this is very true. We know this.
我们知道这个世界的污染要越来越厉害。
The pollution of this world is getting worse.
世界的罪恶要越陷越深。
The sin of this world is getting deeper.
我们知道这个世界要慢慢的越来越糟，只有我们的主回来能解决一切的问题。
We know that this world is just going to get worse, and the only solution is the return of our Lord.
所以关于世界，我们在神的话里面还有很清楚的答案。
So about the world, we have a very clear answer.
当你看见一个银行要倒的时候，
When you see a bank about to go into bankruptcy,
如果你知道这个银行迟早要倒的话，
If you know that bank is going into bankruptcy,
我想没有人会把钱再存在银行里。
I believe that nobody's going to go deposit more money.
如果我们真的看见这个世界越来越黑暗，
If we see that the world is getting darker and darker,
我想当主的话说不要爱世界，我想这句话应该是最容易的。
I believe that at that time, love not the world, that phrase is very easy.
但是我稀奇今天还是有许多人要把他一大一大笔的钱放在要倒的银行。
But I'm still amazed that today, many people are still putting money in banks that are going to go down.
我们姑且不谈以色列人。
Let's not speak of the people of Israel.
但是我们来看看教会。
Let's speak of the church.
那么就着教会今天的光景来说。
Talking about the situation of the church today.
我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask one question.
到底教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a future?
值不值得我们把我们一生的时间投身在神的旨意上？
Is it worth it for us to spend the rest of our lives in the will of God?
如果神的儿女是分裂了再分裂，
If the children of God are divided and divided again,
如果我们看见神的儿中间有许许多多的 confusion, 许许多多的纷乱，
If we see that amongst the children of God there's a lot of confusion,
那我们要问一个问题，
We have to ask one question.
是不是在主回来以前，
Is it true that before the Lord's return,
他真的要得着一个荣耀的教会？
He really will gain a glorious church?
这个只是一个美丽的理论呢，还是真的这些事要发生？
Is this just a beautiful theory, or will it really happen?
今天我们在地上已经没有多少的时间。
Today, we, on this earth, we don't have too much time.
到底教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a future?
要回答这个问题。
To answer this question.
我想彼得前书有一句话恐怕能够帮助我们。
There's one phrase in 1 Peter that can help us.
那就是万物的结局近了。
The end of all things is at hand.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果万物的结局近了，
If the end of all things is at hand,
我们要问一个问题，
We have to ask one question.
时间是神所创造，
Time was created by God.
神借着这个时间，
God used this time
要完成他手中的工作，
to complete his work.
如果万物的结局近了，
If the end of all things is at hand,
那么我们要问说，
then we have to ask,
神的旨意，
God's will,
最后是怎么样的？
Is, what is God's will at the end?
弟兄姊妹，如果神是工作的神，
If God is a God that works,
如果神是有计划的神，
If he is a God that has a plan,
如果他的计划是永远成功的，
If his plan is always successful,
那么既然在他的话语里面，他告诉了我们他那许多的旨意，
And since he has told us his will and his word,
那现在我们要问的问题就是，
we have to ask one question.
那么既然万物的结局近了，
since the end of all things is at hand,
那么神的旨意是怎样的呢？
What happens to God's will?
到底神能不能成就他的旨意？
Can God accomplish his will?
我们知道在美国有许多的科学家，
we know that in the United States there are many scientists.
这些科学家们他们都从事许多研究的工作，
and these scientists have done many research.
他们手中有很多的 projects， 手中有很多很多的计划，
and they've done many projects.
他们的计划需要钱的，
and their projects needs money.
所以就我所知道的，
so according to my knowledge，
如果一个科学家他很有一番的思想，很有一番的构想，
If a scientist has a very good idea,
他要完成一个计划，
and he wants to accomplish a project on that,
他应该怎么做呢？
What does he have to do?
至少在这个国家里是这样做的。
At least in the United States, it's like this.
他先把他所知道的，他把他心中的那个计划把它写出来。
What he does is he writes what's in his mind.
然后他要告诉这个给钱的人他想做什么。
And then he has to tell those who are going to fund his project what he wants to do.
他找到一个题目是非常有趣的。
He finds a theme or a topic that's very interesting.
比方我们知道一个很有名化学家拿诺贝尔奖金的。
Let's, for example, of a chemist who won the Nobel Prize.
他的名字叫做 Pauling.
And his name was...
Pauli. 那么 Pauli 是很有名的化学诺贝尔奖金的得主。
And Pauli is a very famous Nobel Prize winner in chemistry.
他对化学是非常在行的。
And he was well versed in chemistry.
但是呢，他做了一些研究。
But he did some research.
这个研究是拿他自己来做实验。
And he used himself as the guinea pig.
那么，所以他就吃了很多维他命 C。
And he ate a lot of vitamin C.
后来他发现这个维他命 C 啊，能够帮助人抵抗感冒。
And he saw that vitamin C could help fight against the flu.
那么结果现在很多连医生都相信这件事。
And now today, many doctors and all doctors believe that.
那他不止这样。
Not only that.
他还要告他有一个想法。
He had a thought.
这个想法对，也可能不对。
This thought might be right or might be wrong.
但是他就向政府申请一笔钱。
So he asked the government for funds.
他认为说，如果你多吃维他命 C 的话，大概这个人就不长癌症。
And he believed that if you ate a lot of vitamin C, you will not get cancer.
那么他就写了一个计划。
And he wrote a proposal.
然后告诉说这个计划有什么好处。
And he said, what good points or benefits of this proposal?
那么这个如果真的成功的话，那的确对人类很大的贡献。
And if this is successful, it will be very widely used in the world.
然后他要讲为什么他要这样做。
And he has to tell them why he has this approach.
大概他需要多少时候来完成这个计划。
How much time he needs to finish this project.
他需要多少的钱。
How much money he needs.
大 概每个月的进度是什么样的进度
What kind of progress you'll have each month?
那么我们知道在这个国度里面有一个专门给钱的机构
And we know that in this country, there's organization that funds these projects.
So the National Science Foundation 是专门来负责把支援这些所有科学家们。
And that is the National Science Foundation who funds all scientists.
那如果这个审查的人看过这个计划以后
So if the National Science Foundation takes a look at this proposal,
他们觉得这个计划是可行的。
And they said it is something plausible.
而且对人类是很有帮助的。
Something that can help mankind.
他就拨一笔款给这个科学家。
He's going to give that scientist some money.
然后呢，他就用这笔钱，就在某一段时间里面，就要完成某一个计划。
And using this money in a certain period of time, he will finish this project.
假定这个计划是两年的。
If this project is going to take 2 years,
到了两年完的时候
，After 2 years,
他就要开始写报告了。
He's going to write his little report.
因为他的计划已经到了结局的时候。
Because his project is at the end.
所以他需要结案，需要向支援的机构来结这个案子。
So now he has to conclude his proposal.
然后他要告诉这个他说我已经完成了什么什么什么。
And he has to let them know what he has accomplished.
那么最后这个我的结果是什么什么什么。
And what is my result?
那么以后呢如果你再申请钱的时候。
And if in the future you want to gain more funds.
那么这些的机构就根据你过去的表现。
And then, according to, the funds are funded to you according to your performance.
然后决定说他是好科学家呢，还不是好科学家。
That dictates whether you're a good scientist or a bad scientist.
以后要不要继续再支援他？
Should we continue to fund him in the future?
以后就不再支援他。
Or should we stop funding him?
所以我们看见在整个的过程里面。
So we see that throughout this whole process.
有一个旨意。
There is one purpose.
在这个旨意的背后，在这个旨意的下面有一套的计划。
Under this purpose, there is one process, one plan.
根据这个计划，这个科学家就有了一些的安排。
And according to this plan, there are certain arrangements.
那如果他是个很能干的科学家
，and if he's a very good scientist,
他就根据他心中所想的，就把他的计划就执行出来了。
He would accomplish all that he's thought and put it into action.
我们知道，人送到月亮上去就是根据这样的计划。
And we know that that was the how people were able to go to the moon.
NASA 就是美国太空总署，就是根据这些计划，最后把人送到月亮上去。
NASA, based upon these, the proposal and this plan, went to the moon.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们如果读整本的圣经
if we are to read the whole Bible,
我们知道神有一个旨意。
We know that God has one purpose.
我们也知道根据那个旨意，神曾经有一个计划。
And we know that according to that purpose, there was a plan.
神也把那个计划启示给我们。
And that plan was revealed to us.
本来这个计划是隐藏的，没有人知道。
Before, this plan was hidden. Nobody knew.
但是到了一个时候，我们知道了，我们都明白了。
But at one point, we finally knew what it was.
那么神就把他的计划告诉了我们。
So God told us his plan.
神是做工的神。
God is a God who works.
他是智慧的神。
He is a God of wisdom.
他也是充满能力的神。
He is a God full of power.
所以对他不只有智慧
Not only does he have wisdom,
他也有能力
he also has power.
他能够执行所有的计划
The reason he can accomplish all his plan,
他所有的计划没有不成功的
None of his plans failed.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在当神的话告诉我们说万物的结局近了
Now when the word tells us that the end of all things is at hand,
那现在我们是这证明是时候
This tells us that it is time.
这个时候
That this time,
恐怕是我们要回到主的话语里面
is when we are to return to God's word.
一面让我们更认识神永远的旨意
that we might better know what is God's eternal purpose.
然后从神永远的旨意
and knowing God's eternal purpose,
我们来看到底他怎样执行他的计划
to see how he is going to put into action his plan.
根据以往神所做工留下的记录
According to the past record of our Lord,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们能够根据神的话断定
Now we can follow God's word.
神所做的这些工到底最后要把我们带到哪里去
What is the purpose of all of this God's work?
如果我们真的知道这件事要发生的
If we know that these things are going to happen,
现在我们就找到我们活在地上的目的
Now we know why the purpose of our living on this earth.
如果我们真的明白神的旨意
If we really understand God's purpose,
我们在地上的生活一定有一个目标的
Then we have a goal in our living on this earth.
我们一定有一个方向
We have a direction.
如果神不可能完成他的计划
If God cannot accomplish His plan,
或者神没有这个 credit, 或者神从来没有过这样的记录。
Or if God has never had this past record,
那么弟兄姊妹，今天我们就是没有方向的人。
Then we would have no direction.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
为什么圣经里有这许许多多的预言？
Why is there so many prophecies in the Bible?
乃是指明一件事。
It shows one thing.
让我们看见。
It shows us.
到底根据神的旨意。
According to God's will.
现在他做工已经做到了什么地步？
At what point he is at in his work.
如果在他的计划里面有三个阶段的话，
If in his plan there are three stages.
现在我们要问说他已经做工做到了哪一个阶段？
We're going to ask at what stage is he at today.
我们在台湾的时候，
When we were in Taiwan.
常常有很大的宴席，
Many times there are many big feasts.
十二道的菜，
12 dishes.
那么一面吃的时候，他们这个大的这个饭店就给你一个 menu， 给你一个菜单摆在那里，是印得非常漂亮。
And as you're eating, you have a menu there in front of you.
所以如果你真的有菜单的话，
And if you have a menu there in front of you,
你不止一面吃一面享受。
Not only do you eat and not only do you enjoy at the same time.
你吃到一半的时候，
While you're still eating,
你就看看那个菜单，看看那个菜，你对对知道还有多久。
And then you can see the menu and what you're eating and you know exactly what's coming next.
因为在台湾有时候吃一顿饭实在太久了，有时候两个钟头到三个钟头。
Because in Taiwan, many times the dinners last 2 or 3 hours.
所以你现在如果想知道到底离开那个结局还有多久，你只要看看菜单跟现在什么菜，大概就知道。
So if you want to know how close you are to the end of the dinner, just compare the menu with the dish you're eating.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们周围所发生的事就好像是第几道菜上来一样。
Today, everything that happens, around us is just telling us which dish is on that menu.
神的话，神的预言，好像那个整个菜单一样。
God's word, God's prophecy is just like that menu.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
预言的目的不是要我们要知道将来。
Prophecy is not for us to know what is to come.
因为预言在圣经里原文的意思乃是指着说出神的旨意。
Because prophecy in the original means to speak out the will of God.
说出神的旨意，因为神的旨意有过去，有现在，有将来。
Because the will of God has a past, present, and a future.
那因为有一部分神的旨意和将来发生关系。
Because part of God's will has to do with the future.
所以我们就能够预先知道将来有什么事要发生。
So we can know now what's going to happen in the future.
所以弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
这就是给我们看见。
This shows us.
当我们看见万物的结局近了的时候，
When we see that the end of all things is at hand,
我想我们要关心一个问题。
We have to ask one question.
就是神的旨意今天是怎样的呢？
How is the God's will today?
神的计划到今天是怎样的呢？
At what stage is the plan of God?
我们这些人在地上生活，
Today we are living on earth.
应当怎样来配合神的计划和神的旨意？
How can we fit into the plan and to the will of God?
一直到神的旨意完全成功为止，
Until the God's will is accomplished.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们这几天个晚上一个特别的负担。
And this is the burden that I have for these nights.
就是从万物的结局开始，
So starting from the end of all things,
让我们来看神旨意的奥秘。
Let us see the mystery of God's will.
为什么讲到旨意的奥秘？
Why do we speak of the mystery of God's will?
我们知道这句话是在以弗所第一章里面。
We know that this is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
保罗特别说到神旨意的奥秘。
Paul speaks of the mystery of God's will.
整个宇宙都是个谜。
This whole universe is like a riddle.
整个宇宙是个奥秘。
This whole universe is like a mystery.
为什么 National Science Foundation, 为什么 NASA 他们每年花那么多钱在那里研究呢？
Why does the National Science Foundation, why does NASA spend so much time each year doing research?
为什么全世界那么多的科学家，那么多的数学家在实验室里面，在课堂，在他们各个单岗位上来研究这许多呢？
Why do scientists, why do mathematicians spend so much time in the lab doing research?
因为他们想知道到底宇宙究竟是怎么一回事。
Because they want to understand what is this universe?
我们知道一直到了最近这一百年。
We know that in the, only until recently, in the past 100 years.
因为借着神所给我们的一些的暗示。
because of the little hints that God has given us.
神在这里把一点暗示，在他另外创造另外一部分把了一点暗示。
God has put certain clues in certain areas. One clue here, one clue there.
在十九世纪以前
before the 19th century,
我们还不容易找到这些暗示。
It was not very easy to find these clues.
就是十九世纪以后
only after the 19th century,
我们的就是发生在十九世纪刚开始的时候。
We know that at the beginning of the 19th century,
我们知道科学家们终于找到了遗失的一个东西，一个 missing link, 一个终于他们找的有一个东西丢掉了。
We see that scientists found a missing link.
如果你把那个东西加进去的话，
If you add this missing link,
现在你就能够找到宇宙的答案。
Now you can find the answer to this universe.
所以我们可以说最近一百年，
So we know that in the past 100 years,
因着神怜悯的缘故，
Because of God's mercy,
科学家们终于找到了从前所没有找到的。
Scientists have found something that they did not discover years ago.
所以他们就手中有了一些很重要的工具。
So now they have some very important tools.
那这些工具能够帮助他们。
And these tools can help them.
让他们知道。
To let them know.
到底这个宇宙是怎么开始的。
How did this world universe begin?
我们知道在这个以前。
We know that before this.
许多人认为宇宙是永远的。
Many people thought that the universe was eternal.
宇宙是无限的。
That there was no limit to this world.
宇宙就是自由永远的，根本没有头也没有尾的。
That there was no beginning, no end to this universe.
所以这是因为从前没有找到一些很重要的线索，那些 link 找不到。
And that's because there were a lot of missing links.
但是自从这个世纪开始以后。
But starting in this century,
慢慢有许许多的证据证明给科学家们看。
There are many things that prove to the scientists,
这个宇宙是有开始。
That this universe had a beginning.
这个宇宙不是无限，是有开始。
This universe has a beginning.
这个宇宙不是无限大，这个宇宙是有限。
This universe is not limitless, it does have a limit.
我们如果读圣经的话，
If we read the scripture,
只有神是永远的，只有神是无限。
Only God is eternal, only He is limitless.
他所创造的宇宙是有限的，他所创造的宇宙也是，他所创造的宇宙也是短暂。
The universe that He created has a limit.
而且是短暂，是短暂，是有时间的，有开始，有结束的。
And there is a beginning and an end. There's a time, short time there.
所以一直到最近20年。
So in the past 20 years.
不到30年。
Not 30 years, 20 years.
现在科学家们有了同样的一个共识，有同样的看见。
And many scientists now have the same view.
现在他们能够大胆地说。
Now they can boldly say.
这个宇宙是有开始的。
This universe has a beginning.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
宇宙不只有开始。
Not only did it have a beginning.
而且宇宙要有结束。
But there will also be an end.
这是你从的神的创造里面你能够找出来。
This is what you can find in God's creation.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在这里你发现稀奇的很。
You see, very interesting.
一直到今天。
Until today.
现在我们能借助科学的仪器。
We can use,
scientific instruments.
We can use scientific instruments.
我们就能够知道说这个万物慢慢他们的结局近了。
To find out that the end of all things is at hand.
有没有人能够想到？
Can somebody ever think of this?
就在1900多年前。
1900 some years ago.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
有一个人名字叫做保罗。
There was one person named Paul.
他受圣灵感动的时候。
He was touched by the Spirit.
他写了一封书信。
He wrote an epistle.
就在那个书信里面。
And in that epistle,
他讲到宇宙渐渐的苍老。
He speaks of the,
the universe is growing old.
That the universe is growing old.
宇宙不只是渐渐的朽坏了。
Not only is the universe deteriorating,
而且我们能够，而且圣经告诉我们说万物都在叹息。
And the scriptures tell us that all creation is groaning.
1967年的时候。
In 1967,
我们知道在英国的剑桥。
We know that in Cambridge,
他们收听到了一个信号。
They received a signal.
他们非常的兴奋。
And they were very excited.
因为这个信号是从外太空来的。
And because this, signal came from outer space.
最早的时候因为这个信号太奇怪了。
And because at the beginning, since the signal was very strange.
他们为什么很兴奋呢？
Why were they excited?
因为他们以为一定是太空别的地方和我们打信号。
They thought that this signal must be an extraterrestrial signal.
所以他们把那个信号叫做 LGM。
And that's why they call this signal LGM.
这个 LGM 就是 Little Green Man, 就是小绿人的意思。
And the meaning of LGM is Little Green Man.
所以他们认为一定是这个宇宙里面别的地方的小绿人和我们通电话、通电、通讯。
And they thought that there was these little green men out in outer space trying to communicate with them.
结果慢慢地发现不对。
So they figured out that it was incorrect.
不是小绿人和我们通讯。
It was not a little green man speaking to us.
原来他们发现啊。
They discovered that.
这个宇宙里面有一点星球慢慢慢慢老老再老化。
That in this universe there was a star getting older and older and older.
结果老到一个地步呢，它里面什么都没有了，都是中子，都是一些东西叫做中子。
And not only the star got so old that it only had neutrons left.
所以现在我们叫这个星叫做中子星。
And now we call this a neutron star.
中子星其实就是我们所知道的星星。
And the neutron stars are actually what we know as the stars.
不过呢，它慢慢慢慢老到最后了，就变成中子星。
And it becomes old and old and old until it becomes a neutron star.
慢慢就像我们人一样，皮都干掉了，憋掉了，那么就剩下像中子星一样。
And it's just like us humans when we get very old and our skin get very wrinkled.
你知道我慢慢老了，什么东西都扁掉了。
And you know that when we get old, everything starts getting wrinkled and flat.
我们慢慢脖子就像火鸡的脖子一样。
And our throat starts becoming like a goose.
那你看看火鸡的脖子，你就知道这个人慢慢开始老了。
And you see that somebody has a turkey's neck, then you know he's getting old.
如果你看见一个星变成中子星，你肯定它没有多少年了。
And you know that when a star becomes a neutron star, you know that doesn't have too many more
years. 已经没有希望了。
There's no more hope.
所以最后中子星就发出一个信号。
So at the very end, this neutron star will emit a signal.
那个信号大概每隔一点时间就来一下，每过一点时间就来一下。
This signal is intermittent.
就好像人叹息的声音一样。
It's just like the groan or a sigh of a man.
这是人类有历史以来。
This is the first time in history.
第一次收到这样的信号。
That they receive this type of signal.
第一次借助科学的仪器听到万物叹息的声音。
The first time using scientific instruments, we hear the creation groaning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
所以现在科学家都相信。
So now scientists believe.
这个宇宙是慢慢的苍老，而且迈向死亡。
This universe is getting old towards its death.
果然像圣经所说的，万物的结局近了。
Just like the scripture says, the end of all things is at hand.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
星最后不止变成中子星。
Not only does a star become a neutron star,
最后会变成什么也没有。
At the very end, it becomes nothing.
那这就是今天科学家们所说的黑洞。
And this is what scientists call today a black hole.
如果你知道你的牙齿不行，你怎么知道牙齿不行？
How do you know you have bad teeth?
因为你的牙齿里面好几个黑洞。
Because you have a lot of black holes in your teeth.
你就知道这个牙齿不行了。
And you know that teeth is no good anymore.
你怎么知道这个宇宙慢慢的不行了？
How do you know that this universe is deteriorating?
因为科学家告诉你们，到处今天都是黑洞。
Because scientists tell you there are full of black holes out there.
那么在这宇宙里面有许多的黑洞。
And in this universe there are many black holes.
所以这就是给我们看见。
So this shows us.
这个宇宙是渐渐的苍老。
This universe is getting older and older.
到底有多老，宇宙到底有多老呢？
How old is this universe?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道，如果你能够知道一个人有多老。
We know that if you can tell how old somebody is,
有的事情你就不会怪他了。
Then many times you won't accuse them of doing certain things.
一个20岁的人在聚会里面打瞌睡，你容易怪他。
So, a 20-year-old falling asleep during the meeting, you can accuse him.
一个80岁的人在那打瞌睡，你不会怪他。
But you won't blame somebody who's 80 years old.
如果他已经160岁了。
If he's 160 years old.
我想他如果不张开眼睛，你不会有感觉。
If he doesn't open his eyes, you won't feel anything.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要问到底这个宇宙有多老。
So we have to ask, how old is this universe?
圣经告诉我们万物的结局近了。
The scripture tells us the end of all things is at hand.
那我们要问说到底这个宇宙有多老。
We have to ask, how old is this universe?
我们做梦也没有想到这个宇宙有多老。
We can't imagine how old this universe is.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们千万不要以为说宇宙只有6000年。
Let us not just say that the universe is 6,000 years old.
这是外行的话。
This is an outside point of view.
圣经从来没有告诉我们宇宙只有6000年。
The scripture never tells us that the universe is only 6,000 years.
你知道圣经里面告诉我们这个地球很古老很古老。
You know, the scripture tells us that this earth is very old.
因为圣经讲到山的时候，讲到山岭的，讲到山 mountain 的时候。
Because when the scripture speaks of mountains,
它用的那个形容词啊,
the adjectives it uses,
是用来形容神的。
It are adjectives used to describe God.
有的时候它说永久的山林。
Many times it says an everlasting mountain.
这个 everlasting 实实在在来，圣经是拿来形容神是很是你是神是自由拥有的。
And this word everlasting describes God as an eternal God.
所以如果你光从圣经的记录来看
So if you were to just go by the scripture,
这个地球应该是很古老很古老
This earth is very old.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
到底这个宇宙有多古老
How old is the universe?
弟兄姊妹如果我们能稍微知道一点点的话
If we can know just a little bit,
我想也许我们回过头能稍微领会一点神的旨意
Probably we can understand a little bit of God's will.
或者说神旨意的奥秘。
Or the mystery of God's will.
我想我们好不好用神的话稍微来猜猜看我们姑且不管科学家怎么说。
Let us not disregard what scientists think, but let's just use the word of God to guess.
我们就从圣经的角度来看。
And using the word of God.
你读这个约伯记的时候。
Let's read Job. If you were to read Job.
圣经告诉我们说神立大地根基的时候诚心都在那里欢呼。
If you read Job,
神立大地根基的时候 ，lay the foundation.
Oh, when God laid the foundation of this world, the morning stars were singing.
那么那里在希伯来的原文，特别是讲的早晨的群星。
And when the original Hebrew it talks of the stars of the morning.
所以很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
神把整个宇宙的时间用一天来比，用一天来形容它。
The word of God uses the whole time of the universe in, described in one day.
有的是在这个星是在早晨出现的，有的是在晚上出现，有在下午出现的。
Some of these stars, appear in the morning, some of these stars appear in the afternoon.
那么所以呢这个有的应该是早晨出现的。
And some of these stars appear in the morning.
所以假定我们把今天我们所知道的这个就着科学家们所能找到的。
If we were to get what scientists have discovered.
那么我们就能够发现。
We will know.
约伯记早所说的那个早晨的星呢。
The account in Job that says the morning stars.
大概是早晨7点30分39秒的时候神创造它。
That these morning stars were created at 7:30 and 39 seconds in the morning.
如果这些星是早晨的星的话
And if these stars are the stars of the morning.
那地球一定是下午的星
And then you will conclude that the earth is was born in the afternoon, was a star of the afternoon.
那么太阳是什么时候诞生的呢
And when was the sun born?
是下午4点38分8秒诞生的。
The sun was born at 4:38 and 8 seconds.
然后地球晚了20分钟。
And the earth was born 20 minutes later.
大概是4:55分48秒。
4:55 at 48 seconds.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道说，在太阳诞生的时候
，So we know that when the sun was born,
这个宇宙已经经过很长的时间。
That this universe has gone through a lot of time.
那么到底这个宇宙有多长
And how much time has this universe been through?
你读诗篇19篇的时候
If you were to read Psalm 19.
那里告诉我们神把太阳比作新郎也比作勇士。
We see that, the sun is described as a bridegroom and a righteous man.
你知道人是年轻的时候做新郎在他一生里面是这是正常的情形。正常的时候是年轻的时候做新郎。
In a normal situation, when you are young, you become a bridegroom.
人的一生大概是70岁。
And the life of a man is about 70 years old.
年轻的时候大概是22、23岁的样子。
And if you're young, you're about 22, 23 years old.
如果这个是对的话。
If this is correct.
那么现在我们能猜出来这个宇宙到底有多老。
We can guess how old this universe is.
那么现在科学家告诉我们。
Scientists tell us.
太阳大概有50万万年的历史。
The sun is about
多方面可以证明这件事是对的。
And we can prove that this is a very, it is fact.
但是太阳不过是新郎。
But the sun is but a bridegroom.
比起整个的宇宙来讲，年轻的很多。
If you are to compare it to the universe, it is very, very young.
如果宇宙是70岁的话，它不过23岁。
If the universe is 70 years old, then the sun is only 23 years old.
所以大家算算看。
So if you were to calculate.
如果科学家们告诉我们太阳已经是50万万年了。
If scientists tell us that the sun is 5 billion years old.
很简单的算术告诉你和我。
A very simple mathematics tells you and me.
整个的宇宙大概有150万万年。
That the universe is 15 billion years old.
而科学家们证明这件事完全是对的。
And scientists actually, arrive at the same result.
他们大概是没有读过诗篇十九篇。
They probably never read Psalm 19.
他们不过可以测量的。
But they can measure.
他们找到一颗星。
They find a star.
那个星离开我们大概是150万万光年。
This star is about 150 billion light years away from us.
那证明什么?
What does that show us?
证明这个光到我们的现在射到我们这里。
When that light reaches us.
那么这个如果有这么远的距离的话。
If there's that distance.
这就证明说在150万万年前它已经在那里。
That 15 billion years ago, it was there.
所以从这里不只给我们看见宇宙是非常大。
Not only does this show us that the universe is very big,
而且给我们看见宇宙是非常非常古老。
And it shows us that the universe is very, very old.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们说
the scripture shows us,
等到我们的主回来的时候
when the Lord returns,
正是半夜的时候
it is at midnight.
因为半夜有声音说新郎来了
because there's a sound at midnight that says, behold, the bridegroom comes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
一点都不错
undoubtedly,
现在我们的确靠近半夜。
We are reaching our midnight.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果你把整个宇宙的年龄比作一天的话
if you are to compare the whole age of the universe to one day,
那我们所知道人类的历史几千年人类的历史
then the history of mankind,
在整个这么长的时间里面
in the middle of this period of time,
如果宇宙的150万万年比作一天的话
if the universe is 15 billion years is compared to one day,
那我们这人类的几千年
And then the history of mankind for thousands of years.
一秒钟都不到。
It amounts to less than 1 second.
只有三十七分之一秒。
It amounts to 1/37th of a second.
你知道人眨一次眼睛多少时间吗?
Do you know how long it takes for a person to blink?
四十分之一秒。
1/40th of a second.
换句话说。
In other words.
我们眨一下眼睛。
Once we blink,
就是几千年过去。
It's thousands of years gone past.
但请我们记得。
But let us remember.
现在你再来读圣经的时候。
If you were to read the Bible again.
你看见主的话说万物的结局近了。
You see that the end of all things is at hand.
现在我们有一个问题。
Now we have a question.
为什么宇宙是这么古老?
Why is the universe so old?
而现在万物的结局近了。
And the end of all things is at hand.
我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask one question.
这么伟大的一个宇宙。
Such a great universe.
这么古老的一个宇宙。
Such an old ancient universe.
不只有开始。
Not only is there a beginning.
而且有结束。
But there is an end.
那现在我们要问。
Let us ask.
到底神为什么创造了这个宇宙?
Why did God create this universe?
科学家们。
Scientists.
也许能告诉我们宇宙有开始。
Can tell us that the universe has a beginning.
有结束。
That there's an end.
怎么开始他不知道。
They don't know how it began.
为什么开始他也不知道。
Why it began, they do not know.
感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
科学家们乃是神所给他们的暗示他们找到一点点的答案。
Scientists, only because God gave them some clues did they find some answers.
但是只有神的话。
But only God's word.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 只有神的话。
Only God's word.
能够告诉我们神永远的旨意。
Can tell us God's eternal purpose.
神为什么创造了宇宙?
Why did God create the universe?
为什么宇宙开始了,现在宇宙又慢慢地迈向死亡?
Why did the universe begin and now slowly is dying out?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
到底在神的心里面,
In God's heart,
他对这个宇宙有什么旨意?
What is his purpose towards this universe?
他为什么创造了人类?
Why did he create man?
然后他的目的是什么?
What is his purpose?
他的盼望是什么?
What is his wish?
他的目的有没有达到?
Did he reach his purpose?
如果他的旨意受了挫折,
If his,
受了困难, 有了难处了,
If there's some difficulty with his will,
那么结果他怎么解决这些难处?
How is he going to resolve this difficulty?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
到底今天神有没有把这些启示给我们?
Did God give us this revelation?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这就是保罗所给我们看见神旨意的奥秘。
This is what Paul tells us, the mystery of God's will.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
宇宙充满了谜。
There are many mysteries, riddles in this universe.
虽然今天我们知道有开始有结束。
Even though we know there's an end and a beginning.
一定是神开始的。
The God has begun the universe.
而且现在万物的结局近了。
And the end of all things is at hand.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
难道我们就这么随随便便就来到地上？
Should we just,
by accident?
Should we have just arrived at this earth by accident?
难道我们就是另外一个意外，我们就离开这个世界？
Were we just another accident and we're going to just leave this world?
你真的相信整个宇宙是盲目的，是 blind, 什么都没有吗？
Do you believe that this universe is just blind?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个宇宙这样的伟大，这样的有秩序。
This great universe, this universe that has so much,
order. 就好像你看见一只手表一样。
It's just like you're looking at a watch.
你就知道背后一定有创造，有造表的表匠。
You know that there is a watchmaker.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately.
今天科学家们。
Scientists today.
有的人根本他们因为没有神的启示。
Because they do not have a revelation from God.
他们就相信一切都是自然的。
They believe that everything is natural.
一切都是没有目的的。
Nothing has a purpose.
所以他们写的书告诉我们。
So the books that they write tell us.
就是一个瞎眼的表匠。
That is a blind watchmaker.
弟兄姊妹，你相信一个瞎眼的表匠吗？
Do you believe that there is actually something as a blind watchmaker?
一个眼睛瞎了，他怎么能把表造好呢？
How can somebody create a watch if he is blind?
现在有的人宁可不愿意相信宇宙中有神。
Many people do not believe that there's a God in this universe.
所以他们就发明了这句话，就是瞎眼的表匠。
So they invent this word, blind watchmaker.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
借着神自己的话,
the word of God,
我们借着神自己的话,
through the word of God,
我们知道,
we know,
神有一个旨意,
that there is a purpose, God has a purpose,
而且这个旨意是个奥秘,
and this purpose is a mystery,
神把它藏在他的心里,
he has hidden it in his heart,
而且神是一直藏到2000年前才把它打开,
and he hid it in his heart until 2000 years ago,
我们不能藏住秘密的。
We are very difficult for us to keep secrets.
我们如果有个好宝贝秘密，大概两天三天，全世界都知道。
If we have a very good secret, about two or three days later, somebody will know it.
但是我们的神一藏，藏了150万万年。
But our God, when He kept that secret, He kept it for 15 billion years.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
大概是2000年前。
Around 2000 years ago.
我们的神终于把那个奥秘向我们解释。
Our God finally showed us what this mystery was.
现在我们第一次能看见到底在神心目中。
So for the first time, we can see what is in God's heart.
他永远的旨意是什么。
And we can see what His eternal purpose is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是我们这几天晚上。
This is what, through these, next few days.
我们的负担。
That is our burden.
我们的目的。
That is our purpose.
总的来说。
To summarize it.
我们乃是看见，我们乃是等候并催促神的日子来到。
We're waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
但是我们要从神旨意奥秘的角度来看它。
But we want to see this through the mystery of God's will.
如果愿意的话，
If the Lord willing,
明天晚上，
tomorrow evening,
后天晚上，
the day after,
大后天晚上，
and the evening after that,
我们一同来看这个题目。
We're going to see this thing.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let us have some prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们外面疲惫，
even though outside we are tired,
但是你的确对我们说话。
But you have spoken to us.
但愿你一开始就对我们说话。
That you might speak to us from the beginning.
主啊，如果你觉得好的话，
if you see it fit, Lord,
就求你使用今天晚上这一点点的话。
May you use these very few words.
开启我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们知道。
Let us know.
宇宙有一个目的。
There is a purpose in this universe.
宇宙也有一个计划。
And there is also a plan in this universe.
但愿我们的一生也充满了目的，也充满了计划。
May our lives be full of purpose and plan.
以你的目的做我们的目的。
That your plan will be our plan.
以你的计划来做我们的计划。
That your will be our will.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
我们都在这里。
We are all here.
我们求你纪念这一次的聚会。
We ask that you bless this meeting.
但愿你释放你的话语。
That you might let your word flow.
我们都在这里。
That we are all here, Lord.
祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
让我们看见。
Let us see.
你的旨意永远不失败。
That your will never fail.
你说你要得着一个荣耀的教会。
You say that you want to obtain a glorious church.
你的话不会错。
And your word is inerrant.
凭着我们外面的感觉和环境，我们不敢相信。
According to outside feelings, we don't believe it.
凭着外面的环境，我们都灰心都失望。
Accounting to outside things, we feel hopeless.
但是我们感谢你。
But we praise you.
当我们回到你的话语跟前。
When we come before your word.
当我们看见你旨意的奥秘。
When we see the mystery of God's will.
就叫我们重新的再得着鼓舞。
It gives us a new energy.
所以亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
求你借着你的话在这几天对我们每一个人说话。
May you use your word to speak to us.
预备我们的心。
Prepare our hearts.
预备我们整个的人。
Prepare all our whole being.
好让你自己的同在能充满整个的大会。
That your presence might be throughout this whole meeting.
让你在这个大会里面的目的和旨意能够达完成。
That at this conference, your plan and your will might be accomplished.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在这里如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
因为荣耀国度权柄都是你的。
Because the whole kingdom is yours.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.